Legendary flavors from legendary Xbox games are now at McDonald's. Crispy golden garlic and black pepper McNuggets. Cheesy potato bites from Fallout 76 and Candy Crush McFlurry. The main mission can wait. Take a side mission to McDonald's. Available until the 29th of September from 11 a.m. while stocks last. Subject to availability. Participation varies.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Today's episode, special episode, the best of Troy, New York. Albany, Troy, same shit. Great city, great show. Always a lot of fun crowd work on my Who Is Me theater tour, which is continuing September 18th in Hawaii. And then September 23rd, Washington State Fair. I'm headlining. Went to this thing as a kid. Now I'm headlining it. Crazy. October 2nd in Anaheim at the Grove. October 3rd, Balboa Theater, San Diego. October 5th, a pop-up show in Seattle, Emerald City Comedy Club. And then October 9th, two shows in Bozeman, Montana. October 10th, Salt Lake City, Utah. October 26th, Alabama. We moved those shows from the 18th to the 26th. Please come out. Ticket's still good. October 26th, Alabama. October 28th, Atlanta at the Buckhead Theater. Cannot wait to move that from October 17th. Please come out. Oh, October 21st, Madison, Wisconsin. October 23rd, two shows at Anatheum Hall in Chicago. And then November 4th, Philadelphia. November 6th, New York City. November 7th, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And then Palm Springs and Albuquerque, New Mexico to close things out. Reno, November 14th, Vancouver, Canada. November 12th, first time headlining a theater there at the Vogue Theater. Cannot wait. All these tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. YouTube.com/AdamRayComedy for all the Dr. Phil lives. This Tuesday, my Bruce Robbins, Sandra Bullock interview drops on my YouTube on September 8th. Check that out. And of course, the Dr. Phil Live documentary about the 2025 Dr. Phil tour is dropping on my YouTube starting in October every week. 10 episodes. Can't wait. It's fucking a great look back and a behind-the-scenes look at the making of that tour. And I can't wait for you guys to see it. October 1st is the first episode on my YouTube at youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, Adam Ray Comedy. And of course, The Adam Ray Show on Netflix every Friday. New episode dropped with John Summit. And next week is Harlan Williams, then Joel McHale, then Dana Carvey, and the hits keep on coming. I love you guys. Stay in school, stop, drop, and roll. Shave your head, your back, your pussy, and your crack. See you on the road.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Look at you guys, man. Just like it looks like on the internet. Look at this place. Fired up to be here, man. This is one of the benefits of traveling is getting to go to places you didn't want to go to. No, this is, I'm truly fired up to be here. We got three levels in this bitch, yeah? Look at you guys just hiding up there in the wings. Yeah. Fuck, dude. All right, don't jump. Looks like a very jumpable balcony. Do it, this guy says. Yeah. It's a very Troy thing of you to say. Nice stash, dude. Look at that. Holy shit. Do you mind standing up and just doing a quick 360? Take the hat off so the full room can see. Yeah. I don't know if you guys can see the fucking bam, 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 bam. He just goes, bing. Is that stash like a common look here in Troy? Or what's your name, sir? Tommy? Let's go. Tommy, yeah. And Tommy, looks like you got, who is that, Beyonce or Whitney Houston on your chest? Who is that? Whitney, let's go. Fuck yeah. Why are you wearing that? I love the shirt, but you don't strike me as a Whitney fan. The stash, you know, the Nike hat. You seem like a Blink 182 guy or a Nine Inch Nails. Yeah. Whitney, though, you're rocking. Is that, yeah. And what do you do for work, Tommy? HVAC. Let's go. How long you been doing it? 10 years. Mazel. Was that the dream? No, not the dream. This is why I ask. I love stand-up comedy, but what was that kid dream for you, Tommy? Probably police, yeah. And what happened? You went the opposite way, yeah. Yeah, no. We put that together, because you're not doing it, yeah. But what contributed to the non-cop, profession? Like, problem with authority? Yeah, for sure. Let's just go down the list real quick. We got time? Yeah. Yeah, they're like, all right, if you're going to be on the force, we got a couple rules. Clean shaven, no stash. And no one, under any condition, will wear a Whitney Houston t-shirt. You had a big fucking problem with that, yeah. Is Troy like a place where you get married early? Is there a couple out here that's been married like 15, 20 years? Like, who's really just been in it? Yeah, you guys? Yeah? Up there in the balcony? Yeah? How about the third deck? We got some lifers up there? Over here in this balcony? Yeah? How long you guys been married? 16 years? Let's go. Where'd you guys meet? Morford? The waterfall. The waterfall. Where? Oh. Say it again. Waterford. Oh, hell yeah, dude. We'll just say that next time, you know? Waterford. And my man, what's your name? Shane, let's go. Shane, where'd you meet your girl? We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. That's an amazing story. Did you McFucker in the back of your car? How many of your boys said that? Did you give her a McFucking? A McFinger? That's awesome. McDonald's. Was she working? Were you working? Yeah. And you were coming through the drive-thru? Let's go. Dude, this is so hot. I mean, so you're, okay, so, hey, McDonald's, can I take your order? He's like, you can take a little bit more than that if you open your mouth. All right, sorry, that was disgusting. all right, so, sweetheart, you're at the drive-thru. Shane comes rolling through. What's he driving? Do you get a glimpse of him in the McCam? A who? Toyota Tacoma. Let's go. For a second, I honestly, because she was talking over me talking, so I couldn't hear, but I thought she was like, I was in a coma. I was like, why were you in a coma working at McDonald's? This makes a lot of sense, though. All right, so Toyota Tacoma. So he's coming through, and Lindsay? Claire, yeah. Did you ever say Lindsay, or did I just assign that to you? Yeah, so Claire, so here comes Shane. Right, blasting. Life is a highway, I wanna drive it all night.
Hey, welcome to McDonald's, how are you?
Yeah, let me get a fucking small Dr. Pepper. What did you fucking order, Shane? I feel like you were fucked up. Shane, you strike me as like a fun guy that's, you know, like you're the, do you have kids, Shane? Yeah. Dude, this conversation is like a choose your own adventure book for you. I ask a question, he's like, I'm gonna answer what I thought in my head first. Okay, Shane, so yeah, you come through and then, yeah, Claire says, welcome to McDonald's, and then you said what? You proposed through the drive-thru? You were told you were gonna marry her in one day. Okay, and so she called the cops and then you hightailed out of there? That's so sweet though. And Claire, what was the first date? Did you guys keep it local? Did you just go to the playhouse or what'd you do? Was Ronald present? Has anyone ever had a McDonald's wedding? That'd be actually kind of baller, right? All right, I guess not, by the judging by this absolute deafening silence. Well, that's sweet. Do you guys have kiddos? Who the fuck are you, dude? Are you the little McNugget that popped out of Mom's McPussy? Dude, this is so Troy. Yeah. Dude, never change. This is so Troy. Hosted by Ryan Seacrest. Where every day we reveal another McDonald's relationship. How long you guys been dating? Or you're married now, right? Yeah, and my man, you're the son. How old are you? 23, let's go, man. And what do you do out here in Troy? My man, look at you, grinding away. Yeah, and do you smoke weed? Yeah, Claire's like, yes, he does. Claire's like, I mean, I know he was hitting that blunt I fucking smoked while he was in there. Claire, you all right? Shane, you said? No, Shane's a dad. My man, what's your name again, the son? Claire, what is your name? B, T-L? B, one more time. Blair, no, you, my man, the son. Bryce, let's go, Bryce.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You ever think about the one thing you'd be better at if you could just flip a switch overnight? For me, it'd probably be putting the phone down and actually being present with my family. I tell myself, I'm going to check one text, post one video, and suddenly I'm watching a guy teach a raccoon how to use a trampoline at 1 a.m. But it's a good video in my defense. The internet is undefeated. The truth is, getting better at anything usually takes a little work, whether it's being more present, handling stress better, just figuring out how to keep saying yes to things you definitely should have said no to. Better is a feeling defined by you. And for BetterHelp, it's a better.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Hey, question for you. You know when you find something immediately become that annoying friend that's like, hey, have you tried this yet? Well, that's me with Loreen. I started with the gum because I'm a coffee guy and apparently my teeth and I have not always been on the same team, but now they got these Loreen pouches and I've been reaching for them before recording a pod, driving in the car, or whenever I need a little boost without another cup of coffee. All you do is you just tuck one in and go about your day. Each pouch has 50 milligrams of caffeine, about a half a cup of coffee, plus L-theanine and alpha GPC for smooth, steady focus with no energy crash. It comes in mint, cinnamon, and mango, and it's nicotine-free, baby. Always put the pouch in your mouth and feel better about yourself. Every other pouch out there makes you pick between something that helps you focus and something that's actually good for your teeth. This is the only one that's designed to do both, and it comes from a brand that's leading the way of supporting your oral health. Give Loreen a try right now. Loreen Co. is offering my listeners 50% off at buyloreen.com/ALN. Did you hear me right? That's buyloreen, LARINE.com/ALN for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good deal. Steady your focus, increase your energy, and live a better life today with Loreen.
You deserve to feel good in your body this summer. That's why Weight Loss by Hers now offers access to the FDA-approved Wegovy pill and Wegovy pen, designed to help you lose weight and keep it off. With Wegovy at Hers, you can lose up to 20% of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/now to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/now. forhers.com/now. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Legendary flavors from legendary Xbox games are now at McDonald's. Crispy golden garlic and black pepper McNuggets. Cheesy potato bites from Fallout 76 and Candy Crush McFlurry. The main mission can wait. Take a side mission to McDonald's.
Available until the 29th of September from 11 a.m. while stocks last, subject to availability. Participation varies.
Help a therapist. Who really gets you? It's focus on global emotional well-being. With thousands of therapists and millions of members in over 100 countries, it's progress, and it's getting better at being present for the people who matter most, including yourself. So sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/aboutlastnight. For my listeners right now, 10% off at BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/aboutlastnight.
Bryce, what do you like to do when you get high? That's one of my favorite questions to ask a fellow stoner. Yeah. Take too long to answer questions in public? Yeah. I asked the guy at the show last night in New York, I go, what do you like to do when you smoke pot, man? I swear to God, he goes, cocaine. I was like, all right, well, that's not what I thought. I didn't think you were going to say that, but it is a gateway drug. You get signs from the universe when it's time to stop smoking weed. I don't know if this happens to you guys, but sometimes I'll get a little too stony baloney, I'll drive to 7-Eleven, I'll get a Slurpee, I'll forget that I drove, and then I'll walk home. And that's not attractive behavior, right? I start freaking out, I'm like, somebody stole my car. I do get generous though. If you're a homeless guy trying to get cash out of me, that's the time to ask. Oof, I get real generous with my spending. If you're a homeless guy and you see that my eyes are cashed, man, that's when you should ask for some. First of all, if you're a homeless guy and you're here tonight, kudos for getting in. But last time I was actually on the East Coast, right? We were in the city doing shows. We had a rental car. We were driving all over the state. And we're at a gas station post-show getting some snacks. Homeless dude came up, real jovial, right? It's downtown New York. He comes up. He's like, hey, my friend. My friend, you might help me out just a little bit of cash, my friend. Just a little bit of cash. I was like, fuck yeah, dude, what's going down? You know, because I'm interested in your story. That's part of the exchange for me, okay? I want to know what I'm donating towards. So I was like, well, what's happening with you? He's like, what's happening with me? Man, you know I'm just trying to get to my son's softball game in Wyoming. I was like, hell yeah, dude. You know, it's 1 a.m, by the way. That feels a little bit late for that to get going. I thought I found a loophole in the story. Crazy did not even skip a beat. He was like, it's a night game, baby. I was like, touche, take my car. You'll get there faster. I'm a sucker for a good dad. I love a good dispensary. Oh, man. Weed is legal out here, right? Thank God. Oh, thank God. A dispensary is such an amazing, but it's like Willy Wonka's side hustle. It always feels so mysterious and majestic. I was in one in LA last week, and everyone that works at a dispensary, my favorite part, everyone that works there is like exactly where they're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen a white kid in dreads behind the counter in a don't worry, be nappy hoodie and been like, dude, what are you doing here, man? Go back and get your law degree. No, he's gonna die behind that counter and he's happy and you should be happy for him. I walked in, I was like, what's up, man? This guy goes, what's up, man? My name's Bovid. I go, what the fuck did you just call me? He goes, Bovid, man, first name's Bobby, middle name's David, but I just smashed them together. But you can call me the wizard. I'm like, I'm not gonna call you any of those, dude. Just. I stood there for a minute surveying the menu. He looks at me and goes, all right, man, let me get some pre-rolls. I go, dude, Bovid, you work here, man. What the fuck's wrong with you? How high are you? I was like, let me get some pre-rolls. That's a great idea, you know? He's like, I can get you some pre-rolls. They always got to upsell you, right? Because they know how great their selection is. And they always, like any good salesman, they want to upsell you. He's like, I can get you some pre-rolls, man. Hey. I can get you some pre-rolls, dude. Or, you sure you don't want an 800 milligram blueberry muffin? I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that I don't want that, dude. Yeah, I'm trying to sleep on the couch tonight, Bovid, not feel like it's fucking swallowing me. Do you know what I'm saying? I walked out. He was like, all right, man, take it easy. I was like, dude, nothing about what you just sold me falls under the umbrella of taking it easy. You know, maybe be like, hey, don't forget to breathe would be a more appropriate sentiment. I started smoking pot late, though. I'm glad. You smoke too early. Dude, you don't want to be one of those. I had friends that smoked in like 5th and 6th grade. Insane. And it's so obvious, too. They'd be in the back of the class, you know, Max, what's the capital of Florida? And you'd just be like, F, can I go to the bathroom? I'm so fucking high. Some of you just got that joke. That's okay. Yeah. Let's fucking go, dude. Yeah. Troy, man. You guys got a nice little bar scene, it looks like, right? Got a little downtown. What is the, like, if people come through here for a couple of days, like, what are your tourist attractions? Like, what do you see, you know how, like, you know, Seattle, where I'm from, you go to the Space Needle. Say it again, bud. Getting mugged. Oh, shit. Getting mugged, for real? All right. What else you got? Do you have, like, a Dave and Buster's or a Panera? Like, what's your... Say it again. The Rocks? That's what I heard. But I'll check it out. Thanks for the...
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Hey, question for you. You know when you find something and immediately become that annoying friend that's like, hey, have you tried this yet? Well, that's me with Loreen. I started with the gum because I'm a coffee guy and apparently my teeth and I have not always been on the same team, but now they got these Loreen pouches and I've been reaching for them before recording a pod, driving in the car, or whenever I need a little boost without another cup of coffee. All you do is you just tuck one in and go about your day. Each pouch has 50 milligrams of caffeine, about a half a cup of coffee, plus L-theanine and alpha GPC for smooth, steady focus with no energy crash. It comes in mint, cinnamon, and mango, and it's nicotine-free, baby. Always put the pouch in your mouth and feel better about yourself. Every other pouch out there makes you pick between something that helps you focus and something that's actually good for your teeth. This is the only one that's designed to do both, and it comes from a brand that's leading the way of supporting your oral health. Give Loreen a try right now. Loreen Co. is offering my listeners 50% off at buyloreen.com/ALN. Did you hear me right? That's buyloreen, LARINE.com/ALN for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good deal. Steady your focus, increase your energy, and live a better life today with Loreen.
Legendary flavors from legendary Xbox games are now at McDonald's. Crispy golden garlic and black pepper McNuggets. Cheesy potato bites from Fallout 76 and Candy Crush McFlurry. The main mission can wait. Take a side mission to McDonald's.
Available until the 29th of September from 11 a.m. while stocks last. Subject to availability. Participation varies.
You've got questions.
We've got answers.
Rana Glickman here.
Brian Safi here.
And we are the hosts of Ask Rana with Rana.
And Brian.
Every week we're joined by incredible guests like Conan O'Brien, Trixie Mattel, Jacob Anderson, and more.
We answer your advice questions like, what do you do when that guy you're about to hook up with happens to be your long-lost father? Or should I tell my neighbors their exchange student might be a serial killer?
Listen to Ask Rana with Rana and Brian every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I love you, Rana.
Excuse me.
Hi, friends. It's Dan Wilbur.
And Zach Sims, and we're the hosts of My New Thing, a comedy podcast about obsessions.
It's a show where we talk to comedians about their niche hobbies and their pop culture fixations.
Everything from graffiti to 70s cinema and really anything in between. It's called My New Thing. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Cassidy.
And I'm Amanda.
And we're the hosts of Drinking the Kool-Aid, a comedy podcast dedicated to the mysterious.
Tune in every week while we cover two chilling tales about everything from cults
to aliens
to the paranormal,
all with a sense of humor.
So grab a drink
and tune in to Drinking the Kool-Aid wherever you get your podcasts.